It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
We're glad to have y'all tuned in. LeBron, you got a fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. This is our fourth tournament of the year, Rob. We've been having fishing tournaments every second Saturday, February through June. February, we had to switch it over to a Sunday because of, bad storms. But needless to say, Rob, we do have a bass tournament coming up this weekend on May the 14th. It is a bass tournament. Boats will leave at 7, boats will leave this month, Rob, at 6:30, because it's a little lighter. So boats will leave at 6:30, and the weigh-in will still be at 3 o'clock. Well, it's a two-person team, $75 entry fee, and $10 for the big fish. So come on out, if you're in a tournament fishing or if you want to just come out and watch, come to the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. Here lately, Rob, it's been nice crowds at our weigh-ins.
Right.
So the weigh-ins every week, every month has grown, to be honest, but it's almost to the point where we just about need some bleachers out there.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people to come just to watch the weigh-in. A lot of people to come just to stand around or, see what the fish are doing. Again, come on out to that, and it's amazing, Rob, how people can be winning, and somebody come up and beat them by 1 or 2 ounces, man. So, but needless to say, the fishing tournament is scheduled for this Saturday, May the 14th. Again, boats will leave at 6:30. The weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. For more information, just give us a call. I'm at
796.
Yeah. The numbers are running together. So, yeah. Mayo, you hit 597-7806 for more information to get signed up for. We have a lot of boats already signed up, Rob. So come on out, and get your name on that list.
I was thinking of the address, 1310 Neal Store Road, if you want to stop by in person right there. 1013 Neal Store Road. Man, I'm all messed up this morning.
Okay. Yes, sir.
1013 Neal Store Road is the address of the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo Park. 336-597-7806. That phone number again to Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. That is the number that you can call to inquire about camping reservations for your RV camper. Maybe you're wanting to rent a cabin. They also have primitive tent sites available there at Mayo Park. You'll find horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, a nature trail. They have available for rent canoes, kayaks, and
paddleboards.
Yes. There you go. Thank you.
Yes.
And it is suggested that you RSVP ASAP your camping site, and whether you want a canoe, kayak, or paddleboard, because these things, they only have a limited number, and so once they're gone, they're pretty much gone. So save yourself a frown on your face, so to speak.
Yes.
And book early. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
I definitely agree. And it doesn't cost a thing to make a reservation. We just simply ask, if you're not coming, just give us the courtesy of letting us know, because, we're only limited to so many, especially the paddle boards. That once the weather break, Rob, they are definitely a hot commodity. In the summertime, I've seen so many sad faces. People come out there and say, hey, they rent a paddle board, and they already rent it out for the day. So if you're thinking about doing that, come on out and rent one. Just let us know. For that, likewise, Rob, with the campground. The campground now, Rob, is just about full every weekend, man. It's hit and miss. I did a reservation for yesterday, and I think I'm pretty much full for this weekend. I'll maybe have one or two sites. So, Rob, just about every weekend, man, we've been full out there. My biggest, thing I can tell people is just plan ahead to camp out at Mayo. Now, the cabins, Rob, are hit and miss. They don't get full. They don't get as booked as quick as the campground, but needless to say, it still gets booked. I always say, ever since COVID hit, Rob, campers and boat traffic has picked up almost 200%, man. It's just amazing. Every weekend or about once a month, I'm seeing people out there with brand new campers. I had a camper show up the other week. It's just amazing, because I remember when they started with that pop-up 2 years ago. They started with a smaller pop-up and then went to another pop-up, and they showed up last with a brand new camper. So campers is just at an all-time high right now. But needless to say, if you're into camping, thinking about camping, if you want to start small, a lot of people, Rob, introduce kids with tents that start off with a cabin, seeing how they like the cabins. And what they do is they put the tents in front of the cabins, you know, just let them sleep out there. A lot of times they make it through the night. A lot of times they don't. So needless to say, just give us a call, man, at 597-7806 for more information to get or to make a reservation.
You can also log on to PersonCountyNC.gov to find out more information about Mayo Park and the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. We'll be back in a little bit, spending more time with LeBron Street in the segment we call Playing in Person. LeBron Street is here. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron, if you will, you've got some things going on in athletics, correct?
That's correct, Rob. There's always something going on in the Person County Parks and Recreation Department, whether if it's us out at Mayo, athletic department, or special programs. You know, school will be getting out soon, and the kids, you know, will need somewhere to go. If you're looking somewhere for the kids to go, please, you know, refer them to one of the summer camps that we offer at through the Parks and Rec system. The summer camp is June 6th through August the 5th. In the summer camp, Rob, they do lots of awesome crafts activities. They do take field trips and many more different things. So if you're needing somewhere, you know, for the kids to go this summer or something for them to do, consider the Parks and Rec Department for summer camp for something to do. It's different prices, meaning like if you pick your kids up at one time, it's one price, or if they need to stay a little bit later, it's one price, or come in later, whatever the case may be, Rob, it's different prices for that. Just give us a call at 597-1755. Also, Rob, we do have junior and senior baseball registration open right now. That is open until June the 3rd. So it's about two to three weeks away before June the 3rd be here. But like anything else, Rob, you know, it'd be here before you know it. You know, who would have thought, you know, Memorial Day is 2 weeks away from us. So we do have junior and senior baseball signups going on. Please sign up as soon as possible, because we need as many kids to sign up as we can, just so we can even fund it or have enough, you know, kids, Rob, to participate in the upcoming season. Junior senior baseball is for ages 13 to 17. Also, Rob, one more thing with athletics. The adult co-rec kickball registration is open. Co-rec kickball is coming back or whatever. We have until June 3rd also for your registration for that. So get signed up for it. Tell a friend. Make reservations. Get the registration going, because as always, we need as many teams as possible to sign up, just so we can have enough. And that registration also ends June 3rd. For more information on any of this right here, just give us a call at 597-1755.
336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. 336-597-1709. Is a phone number to the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, located in beautiful uptown Roxborough.
Yes.
A lot of people still refer to it as the Kirby Theater.
Right.
They're at the Kirby Gallery. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5 Saturdays, 10 till 4. Want to let you know that drama camps at the Kirby, taught by Kimberly Hardgrove, Beginner's Theater, will be June 6th through the 9th. The cost is $50, and they will have classes from 9 to 10:30 a.m. for ages 5 to 10, classes for 11 to 17 years of age, 11:30 to 1 p.m. For more information, call the Kirby Gallery, 336-597-1709. Also, if you need to call the Hucks Sansbury office, 336-597-1755, and you're welcome to stop there in person. All right, we'll take a break from Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Want to make mention that it will be a drum and dance camp at the Kirby, taught by Patricia Hall. This African drumming and dance camp, the cost is $25 for the day, and it will be for ages 5 to 17, and the time will be from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and the dates are June 11th, June 25th, July 23rd, and July 30th, and it's $25 a day. For more information, call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, 336-597-1709. Now, LeBron, you mentioned something about tennis.
Yes, Rob. So, it's like I said earlier, man, it's always something going on in the Parks and Rec Department, if it's with athletics, if it's out of Mayo, or if it's anything, you know, Parks and Rec involved. So, we will be offering a tennis camp June 6th through the 9th through the Parks and Rec Department, and it's for ages 12 to 17. If your kid is interested, if a teenager, basically 12 to 17, so we can say a preteen through teenagers, if you're interested in a tennis camp, please go ahead and get signed up for it. The registration is open right now. Registration is open right now. However, it's June 6th through the 9th is the upcoming tennis camp through the Parks and Rec. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information and to get signed up for the upcoming tennis camp for ages 12 to 17, June 6th through the 9th.
Also, this reminder, the bass fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park. Boats launch at 6:30.
Yes.
If you want to pre-register, 336-597-7806 or stop in at 1013 Neal Store Road. And weigh-in time will be at 3 o'clock.
That is correct. Our weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. Yes. So, you know, this is our fourth tournament of the year. This is our last tournament. It's not our last tournament, but our last tournament where we weigh in at 3 o'clock because in June it starts to get hot, and we have our early bird tournament then, so they weigh in at 11. But needless to say, this is our last tournament. We weigh in at 3 o'clock. Again, it's from 6:30 to 3 o'clock.
Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. The Parks and Rec Office, 336-597-1755. LeBron, appreciate you coming out and sharing some good news this morning.
Yes, my pleasure, Rob. You and all listeners have a great day.